This goes to Dr. Mark, M-A-R-C, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, care of the Clare Veterans Administration. The fax is 989-321-4085 regarding Donald, last name Hiltz, H-I-L-T-S. Date of birth is 2/4/1951. Dear Dr. Robinson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Hiltz with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, proteinuria, and preserved kidney function. His last visit was October 18th of 2021. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He's had three of the COVID-19 vaccinations to date and plans to get the bivalent vaccination within the next few months. He did also get his flu vaccine for this year. He's feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He has some dyspnea on exertion that is stable, no orthopnea or PND. He does have a rheumatologist through the Veterans Administration in Ann Arbor that he sees regularly. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He is now on amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. His blood pressure had been higher at the last few visits, and now it's improved. Physical exam. Weight is 200 pounds, and that is unchanged from the previous visit. Blood pressure 130/70. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 6th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.1. Estimated GFR is 72. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.3. Albumin is 3.7. His hemoglobin is 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Urinalysis, negative for blood, and he has a gross amount of protein, though, in the urinalysis. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio reveals the same gross proteinuria. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with stable creatinine levels and preserved renal function, gross proteinuria. The patient is intolerant of ARBs, ARBs, for blood pressure and proteinuria control. Also, he's allergic to lisinopril. Blood pressure has been higher normally. Than normal, so he's recently been started on amlodipine, and that is helping. The patient should have lab studies done every 6 months. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Puente, MD.